Good morning, sunshine. It's a brand new day. How about a half hour of scrolling on social media? Afterwards, you can take your phone into the bathroom as you get ready for the day. Then watch videos while eating breakfast. You commute through a city designed for cars, clock into the job that takes up most of your waking hours, and your take-home pay goes towards keeping a roof over your head and food in your belly. You mention craving tacos to a friend, and within a few scrolls, you get in ads about the latest downtown taco place. You wind down at the end of the day with some more scrolling, beaming that blue light directly into your eyes right before drifting asleep to do it all over again the next day. The rich are, as always, getting richer. This is normal. Everything is fine. Do you know that you're being manipulated? From the day you were born until now, hidden and not so hidden forces have been shaping who you are, what you see, and how you think. Whether driving on the road, studying at school, listening to podcasts, or scrolling through social media, you're being bombarded by efforts to affect your emotions, beliefs, decisions, and actions. From rage bait to echo chambers to info glut, the 21st century landscape in particular is filled with new and exciting ways to control you. Welcome to the world of social engineering. It may sound cyberpunk fiction, and it is a term used in the context of information security, but the social engineering that I'm focusing on here is the kind of mass influence of social attitudes and behaviors typically carried out by governments, corporations, and the media. The vast majority of people today may live their whole lives under the boot of the ruling class. I believe it's possible to change our path, but it starts with us developing our consciousness about the ways we're being manipulated. Our social engineering truly began centuries ago, with stories that live on till this day. The world around us shaped the stories we told each other, and the stories we told each other shaped the world around us. Stories about the gods, the ancestors, our non-human neighbors, and our place in the universe would shape how we lived and treated each other, for better and for worse. We said we were specially chosen by God to cleanse and claim a promised land. The sexes must be divided. Authority is necessary for society. The stars foretold our conquest of the universe. Our nation must take its rightful place in the world. Freedom and abundance must be made scarce by borders and property. This is the only way to work, the only way to educate, the only way to live. This is the range of acceptable discourse. This system must continue at all costs. We claim to be the pinnacle of evolution, a bastion of eternal progress and civilization, yet also claim to possess an unchangeably primal human nature. These are some of the stories that persist in our society. They are tools of social engineering, used to artificially limit the scope of our imagined possibilities. The late 15th to early 20th centuries really set the foundation for these myths to become global phenomena. These centuries saw the vast reorganization of life into a world system thanks to colonial expansion, enclosure of the commons, centralization, industrialization, and capitalist commercialization. A lot of Asians. The point is that this whole system is really based on mass theft of land and people. The plantations established by that theft fed the factories that furthered that theft and formed an economic system founded on the daily theft of our collective force. Can you tell I'm a fan of alliteration? We don't recognize the theft inherent in the system because it's normal, just the way things are. The setup process for the system took a lot of violence, and since it's still being set up, it's still engaged in a lot of violence. But much of its violence is behind us now. Hundreds of millions died in the process, but now billions are totally assimilated into the status quo. Overt violence is no longer necessary. You're not a slave or a serf, you're free. You can freely roam your enclosure and enter into free agreements with bosses, landlords, and businesses to meet your basic needs. You can freely apply for permission to cross invisible lines made real. The system is in the air you breathe, the media you consume, and the way you work. It's formed by every government, corporation, and major religion in the world. It determines the roads you travel on and the amount of stars visible to your naked eye. Social engineering isn't hidden in the files of some secret cabal of Freemasons or lizard people. It's in the publicly available positions of politicians and capitalists. It's in the ways they control you through the stick of destitution and the carrots of consumerism. You're barely making ends meet, but you're gonna keep your head down because at least you can eventually scroll on TikTok, buy the latest iPhone, and tune into the next season of Insert Series here. But the greatest victory of all for social engineering is that you don't even question the existence of a ruling class. The idea of a group of people who can dominate land, energy, water, and even culture, society, and knowledge all through the social construct of property. The concept of a group of people who live off the labor of others and get to dictate what and where they can be and do. I mean, for crying out loud, we should be past feudalism. Why are we still putting up with landlords? We're in the 20s right now, and ruling classes have been dominating humanity to varying degrees for millennia. But never before in history have they had this much power to social engineer the populace. The concept of manufacturing consent was first detailed in Edward S. Herman and Noam Chomsky's book of the same name all the way back in 1988. But the popularity of social media platforms has since made manipulating discourse easier than ever. Besides the mass media's profit-informed, self-censored repackaging of reality, the internet has proven even more pernicious. Have you all logged onto the internet lately? Every platform has a TikTok equivalent now, because the infinite scroll and its consequences has been a very profitable disaster for the human race. Everywhere there's some kind of engagement bait. There are entire pages dedicated to farming engagement with celebrity drama, clippable podcast moments, fake Reddit stories, or staged street interviews. Algorithmically generated bubbles warp and fracture reality. AI slop videos, pictures, and posts flood our feeds and make it harder to parse the truth. Bot farms artificially inflate certain voices and perspectives, amplifying existing conflicts within and between genders, ethnic groups, and political affiliations. Self-censorship in an attempt to appease algorithms has shaped how we speak about some of the most pressing issues. I mean, suicide, self-delete, unalive, grape, are we serious? Misinformation is more popular than ever before in a world where we have more access to information than ever before. But maybe too much information is the problem. Perhaps by design, we're being flooded with more than our minds can handle, instilling a sense of apathy that is pacifying the populace. We're becoming desensitized to the ceaseless slaughters around the world, but also to the humanity of strangers right in our faces. As the consequences of the climate crisis are exacerbating these existing tensions, this is clearly not sustainable. Now don't get me wrong, the situation isn't hopeless. It is possible to resist our social engineering, to break free from the myths, overcome the manipulations, see through the system and seek out other possibilities. Start by logging off. Seriously, give your brain a break from the rage bait. These platforms are curated to control your emotions with the flick of your finger. I say this as a hypocrite still fighting the good fight. Don't let them. Try to read more books, take more walks, and practice new hobbies. Lately, I've been trying to reclaim my time from social media by limiting my morning and nighttime phone use and taking time to go on walks again. Old habits die hard, so I do find myself slipping here and there, but every little bit helps. Try not to kick yourself too much. The system has entire teams of people dedicated to making its control mechanisms as entrapping and addictive as possible. Just do what you can. Secondly, remember that the system is very powerful, but it's not all powerful. Peasants used to rise up against kings and their armies. Resistance fighters have defeated colonial invaders before. Pockets of relative autonomy still exist. There's still so much that we are capable of. The Hydra can be defeated. Look at where much of the world now stands when it comes to the plight of Palestinians. For decades, this population has faced thefts, ethnic cleansings, and outright genocide. But also for decades, the dialogue was controlled by Israeli and American propaganda efforts. In the past few years, the tide has finally turned. Hasbro no longer holds much sway for much of the global populace. The system has long backed the Zionist project. But not even all that systemic backing could prevent the mass shift in consciousness around this issue. So keep spreading the word about this issue, and about the rotten core of the system as a whole. Share this video with people in your life. Develop within yourself and others a critical consciousness about the world we live in. Start telling new stories about what could be if we put in the work to create that change. Maybe that story looks like solarpunk, maybe it looks like something else. Lastly, reclaim your power. There's a lot that's wrong with the world, some of which I've covered in this video, but don't get so caught up in the overwhelming doom that you lose sight of what's within your control. What exists in your meat space that you can raise your voice about? How can you counteract the social engineering of the machine? Are you able to tell stories? Are you good at talking to people? Can you teach others? What resources can you and others pool and coordinate to make a difference? Whether that means going on strike, establishing an alternative economic project, or blocking the system's functioning in some other way. I don't know your circumstances, but I do know that you have something to contribute to a social revolution. Let's throw some wrenches in this machine. Good luck. All power to all the people. Peace. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share with fellow peoples. Thanks to the seedlings, the saplings, and especially the roots for making all of this possible. Including our newest members, Mina, Saad Feet D, Alex Tam, Brian C. Meredith, Dylan Keecho, Trent Damon, and David Anjundu. You can join these beautiful humans and support me too on patreon.com/saintdrew. Check out my other videos for a range of radical topics. Thanks again. Peace.